Candace Eichard is hard at work behind a coffee and food stand at the Children and Family Services Center in Uptown Charlotte.
The chicken, please.
What, just the chicken, the sandwich?
Yes, please.
All right, it'll be $5.36.
Candace has come a long way. 6 years ago, she was selling crack cocaine. It's a career path that had started a decade earlier in Statesville.
Pretty much, I took care of myself. That's how it was. So I worked a couple jobs under the table. Kind of sort of didn't make ends meet. So I chose to start selling drugs at 14.
That's when she filed for emancipation from her mother to live with a guardian. Candace says she was physically abused growing up in the single-parent household. At the age of 25, she was arrested by federal authorities. Candace then served 4 years of a 6-year prison sentence. Her first stop was the Mecklenburg County Jail. That's when the group Change Choices first approached her.
Pretty much, I thought it would be best for me to just sit back and do my time. Absolutely not.
But Change Choices was in her life by the time she transferred to federal prison in West Virginia.
I just needed some support. I just needed somebody to be there to let me know that we're here. Anything that you need to talk about, I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to see you and make sure you get a visit or a book or anything that was encouraging.
Change Choices started in Charlotte about 8 years ago to help female inmates at the Mecklenburg County Jail. Women who show interest go through a selection process to make sure they're committed to the program. Today, Change Choices has about 70 clients, including Candace. While in prison, she met with Change Choices mentors, attended classes on subjects such as parenting and domestic violence. She also completed a substance abuse program. She was released 2 years ago. Candace then moved into a Change Choices house in Charlotte to get settled and look for a job. Change Choices focuses on women in part because of their traditional role as caregivers. The program has a believer in Karen Simon. She's the director of Mecklenburg County's inmate program.
You have to think about the hundreds, if not thousands, of children that are out in the community. When those children are reunited with their mother, and their mother is now someone who is choosing to live a life that's productive and responsible and being a responsible parent, there's no dollar amount you can put on the difference that that makes.
In fact, she gives $100 a month to the program. Many in Change Choices have a history similar to Candace's and end up using drugs as a coping mechanism, says Melissa Mummert, the group's client services manager.
So when you treat the underlying issues with, you know, counseling and with support and with relationships, the need to and the desire to live a life that's not healthy, it really changes.
Eventually, Candace got her own place and was reunited with her two girls and one boy. But it's been challenging finding a job. It's a common problem for convicted felons.
Just seeing so many clients of ours at Change Choices hit that brick wall, we decided that we wanted to do something a little different than most nonprofits do and to start a business so that we could, number one, create jobs for our clients, and number two, we could shine a spotlight on this really pervasive problem in the community.
So Change Choices started a coffee and food cart. It's called Second Helping. Candace is one of the first two employees. She earns $9 an hour plus tips. The goal is to add these carts throughout the city and create 20 jobs in the next 5 years. For Candace, her ultimate goal is to become a certified nurse's assistant. But she's thankful that this job has given her a second chance.
I couldn't even imagine, like, where would I be if I had to go back to what was familiar to me and where I, you know, committed the crime at. There's no question I would still be out there doing what I done then. So it saved me from a lot, and it introduced me to a lot. I know now that I am so worthy of so much more.
64. Thank you.
For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.